Thank you very much. You're great. Thank you so much.
That's Mary Newland and the Blue Bayou Band with their version of Silver Threads and Golden Needles, recorded live at the Bank Theatre in Leamington, Ontario. Now, Mary Newland and her partner Richard Baker have been involved in the music business for over 30 years. After living and working in LA and recording and performing with the likes of the Beach Boys, Gina Vannelli, Gary Wright, and Santana, they're now based in southwestern Ontario and making music together as Mary and Richard, interpreting the Great American Songbook, but more especially, sharing their love for the music of the 70s as performed by Linda Ronstadt as the leaders of the Blue Bayou Band. We're pleased to welcome Mary Newland and Richard Baker into the Folk Roots Radio studio. It's great to have you join us today.
Thank you very much for having us. Yes, it's a pleasure to be here.
It is.
You must be pretty excited. I know you have another big show coming up in Leamington, don't you?
We do, and it's very exciting to be back in the area again, and we'll be performing at the Best Western Plus here in Leamington on August 8th.
That's a Thursday evening,
I think. It's a Thursday evening, yes. Mm-hmm.
No, that's great, and it sounds like it's going to be a great show. We're going to talk about that show a little later in the interview, but I'm going to turn the clock back. You know, we mentioned at the start of the interview, out in L.A., 30 years in the music business, working with some great people.
Yes.
You came home, I think, via Montreal in 2006,
that's
now living in Leamington itself.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to try and dip into the Blue Bayou Band and why you decided you wanted to develop a project around the music of the 70s, you know, as performed by Linda Ronstadt.
Mm-hmm. Well, over the years, she has been, I have found her to be a great influence on me. I remember in 74 when Heart Like a Wheel came out, it was sort of a new departure for her, produced by Peter Asher, the great producer from England. And I wore that record out, and I really actually learned quite a bit from listening to her and emulating her style. And so over the years, I started including her songs in the various gigs that I was doing. So that's the genesis of the inspiration.
And I think, Richard, from your point of view, working with Mary on this project, I mean, it's a little different. I know you still compose for film and TV.
Yes, I do.
But this project, I think, is something very special, isn't it?
Absolutely. Of course, in my mind, what makes it special is Mary. But we've been together for a long time, and so there's a little bit of bias there. But outside of that, on a professional level, she's got one of the most incredible voices I've ever heard. And she certainly can cover anything that Linda did, and she does it in spades. And so it's very exciting for me because I've always been her greatest supporter, and I continue to do that. And this is just another way of bringing her and out into the world, so to speak, and getting her voice out there for everyone to hear.
That must be great to have him say those things about you.
Oh, it is. I'm flattered because, just my good fortune to have met him, because he's one of the best pianist, keyboardists around. I mean, and I mean seriously, in the industry, he's top notch. So, and I've worked with a lot of great musicians, but I'm just the lucky recipient to have him, be my musical director and band leader, and not only just keyboard, but also on the B3, which is classic for that era as well.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the exciting things about this show is the fact that you do play the Hammond B3 during the show. And I have to say, you did mention the word bias before, and I should show my bias because mm-hmm. I've seen every show that you have performed since the Blue Bayou Band started, and you truly have lots of show-stopping numbers in there. I mean, we started off with Silver Threads and Golden Needles, and you can see the range you have and the way that you can involve the audience in the performance is quite magical.
Well, thank you very much. It's a lot of fun because the program is so diversified and goes from things that are very sort of country folk rock to things that are a little more pop mainstream. But It allows me vocally to do some different things. It's a good challenge, and it's quite rangy, as you can hear. You know, everything from the low end to right at the very top of my range. So, but that's a lot of fun. You know, you have to have the challenge, otherwise you just become complacent, maybe a little bored even. But there's no boredom for me in this.
And I think it also kind of reflects Linda's career as well, doesn't it? Because, you know, she was someone that could take a song that had been made famous by somebody else and, you know, bring it out and give it a whole new shine. You know, it was remarkable. If she certainly became known as an artist who was a great interpreter.
Absolutely.
And other people's songwriting.
It's very, you make a good point, because in her autobiography, she talks about that, where the record company wanted her to record certain tunes, and she just pretty much said, no, that's not me. Why am I going to sing something that, you know, my heart isn't in? And so she managed to convince them that she was the proper person to select the material. And they weren't sure about it until, of course, the records just went right, you know, off the charts. So she has a very good ear, and I thought it was really clever, the different types of music that she selected for her records, that it shows what a broad base, you know, she has. And so I found that aspect very interesting. She's really quite bright, I have to say. I've done quite a bit of reading about her, and so I thought it was very astute, the selection that she made, you know.
And we should mention that, unfortunately, Linda is no longer able to sing. She is, you know, facing the challenge of Parkinson's disease.
Correct.
Which is,
yeah,
has unfortunately meant that she had to leave her career. But she has left a great legacy. And one of the things I love about this project is the fact that you are able to bring these songs back and share them with the public. And I think that's very special.
Yes, I do too. And it's an honor to pay homage to her, because, as you say, she can't perform any longer. Whereas there are other wonderful tribute bands out there that are doing the material of various different bands from the past. What's interesting is that those bands are still touring at the same time. I think we might be one of the only ones around that,
yes,
are, you know, doing something that can't be seen. She isn't, in fact, doing that. But lovely to hear that she's been selected as one of the honorees for the Kennedy Center Honors.
Yes, absolutely.
Coming up in December. And so it's about time. You know, she's been around a long time, and boy, she really made quite a mark on the industry and delivered just a wonderful catalog to her public.
No, absolutely. It's a fabulous show. Obviously, we're going to talk a little bit about the show that's coming up very soon in Leamington on Thursday, August the 8th. We're going to actually dip back into another one of your versions of her songs, and that's Blue Bayou, also recorded at the Bank Theatre in Leamington. Tell us a little bit about Blue Bayou and what it means to you.
Well, again, this is... I had heard the song. Of course, it's the great Roy Orbison wrote the tune. I had heard his version of it, so I was delighted when I heard her recorded version of it. And so when we were putting this band together, Richard actually thought, you know, it was so iconic, that song, and it became sort of a trademark for her. So we thought, you know, this would be, I think, really a great badge, you know, to put on this project for us. And just, I think, aside from the image that it brings up when you think of Blue Bayou, you know, it has a sort of a southern easiness about,
yes,
it. You know, there's a charm factor to it. So I think that's part of why we went in that direction.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because, you know, the music of the 70s, I mean, there were some fabulous performers singing fabulous songs.
Oh,
and I think when you come to a show like this, that really, really comes through for me, is, wow, wasn't that a great decade for music? And it's interesting, because we always tend to look back and say, well, you know, what was the best decade for the music? I'm biased. I think the 70s best decade. But then if you know...
There are so many, and you're right, but you keep coming back to that era. There was something very magical about the 70s. When you think about the prior decade, you know, it was a development process. And then when you got into the 70s and you were in the heels of the Vietnam War, and people really just wanted to feel good and they needed something that was peaceful and lovely. And there's a documentary coming out, I think it's called Laurel Canyon, and it talks about Joni Mitchell and Crosby, Stills and Nash and Jackson Browne and all these people that were living in Laurel Canyon. And it was just this magical time, and these people were writing this fabulous, fabulous music that still holds up today.
Oh, absolutely. You know? Yeah, absolutely. Let's listen to that just now. This is Mary Newland and the Blue Bayou Band with their version of Blue Bayou, recorded live at the Bank Theatre in Leamington. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Gonna see my baby again. Gonna be with some of my friends. Maybe I'll feel better again on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels and saving dimes. Working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times.
That's Mary Newland and the Blue Bayou Band with a live version of Blue Bayou recorded in Leamington. Mary Newland and her partner Richard Baker are our special guests on Folk Roots Radio today, talking about this wonderful Blue Bayou Band project they put together, celebrating the music of Linda Ronstadt and the music of the 70s. It's great to have you guys in the studio. Now, it's not just you on stage when you perform these shows. You have a band that's anywhere between 6 and 8 people.
Mm-hmm. I think we're currently 7.
Yeah. Basically 7, although we're thinking about putting a couple of extra people on stage for this show.
Maybe I should audition.
Please.
Please do.
So for one segment of the show, we could possibly be up to 9 people, I think.
Neat. Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things I love when you go to a show is I always love watching lots of players. Mm-hmm. So tell us about the band as it stands just now and the people that will be playing with you when you take the stage in Leamington on Thursday, August the 8th.
Okay, well, first of all, our drummer is a extraordinary drummer and human being and very, very good friend. His name is John Knapp from London, Ontario. And as I say, just an extraordinary player and very, very enthusiastic about what we're doing. We have Bob Soulier on guitar, who's from Windsor, Ontario. Also, just one of the nicest people I know, and we call him the Gentle Giant because he's a rather large individual. Makes us all look very small, but it's the wonderful player, great musician. And then we have some people coming in from out of town. We have Steve Knox, who actually worked with Mary before I knew Mary, and that's going back quite a ways. Wonderful songwriter, singer, and he's coming in from Nashville.
And he'll be performing a couple of his tunes.
Yes, he'll be doing a couple of his tunes.
Marvelous songwriter.
In the show. Yes, really, excellent songs. And then we have on bass Bob Feldman. And again, Bob is someone that we both had worked with in Los Angeles. Bob was a studio player and a graduate of Berkeley and just an all-around really nice guy and great player. Mm-hmm. And Ken Cullen, who has the most amazing bass voice I think I've heard in a long, 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 long time. So he holds down a lot of our back vocals and stuff. He holds down the bottom end very, very well, and also plays a little bit of keyboard, et cetera, et cetera. And we've been good friends for many, many years as well. And who am I forgetting? Am I forgetting somebody?
You.
Oh, me. No, well, you know, that's me.
So, and you'd be playing the Hammond B3? And
yes,
then,
and the keyboards. Just keyboards. In general, piano, mm-hmm. and Fender Rhodes, Wurlitzer, mm-hmm. And the Hammond B3.
Mm-hmm. And on a couple of tunes, we're going to be involving some local Latino gentlemen on congas and timbali, so
yes.
that'll add a nice bit of a Spanish flair to some of the tunes that we're including in our set this time.
Yes,
because Linda did sing in Spanish as well, and I know you include, I think, is it a song that she wrote with her father?
With her father, right? Yeah. Lo siento mi vida. Yeah.
It's actually the only song she ever did write. She was not known as a writer, but she was
There's
a
great one other that we don't include in our show she wrote with.
Oh, really? Oh,
okay. Yeah, with J.D. Souther, I believe. It's called Try Me Again. A wonderful song.
Oh, yeah.
You can't include them all. You know,
no,
Jan, you'd
not
be
at
there.
Once, anyway.
We'd have to get cots and have people sleep
well,
over.
Well, you know, actually, I may vote for that, but I think everybody else may say, well, I have to go to work.
Yes, I think so.
That's the benefits of doing, you know, making music your life, is that you get to make music.
And, mm-hmm.
That's right.
Or radio.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's great. Now, Richard, we mentioned at the start of the show that you also played keyboards in Santana.
I did.
And I think you're going to bring a little bit of the magic of Santana into this show, aren't you?
Well, I'm certainly going to try. I'm certainly going to try. As a matter of fact, for the first time during our show, we're doing a Santana segment. We'll be doing some tunes which I'm sure everyone will remember back from the day. But it's going to be very interesting for me because I haven't really played this stuff in a long, long time since I was in the band. Yes, we're hoping that our audience enjoys it, and there you have it.
Well, we have a little excerpt to slip in. You can probably hear it in the background just now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a little bit of a clue of what people might hear when they come to the concert?
As a matter of fact, it could be, yes.
We're not going to name them now, but I tell you, if you want to watch a great keyboard player doing what he does, you really should come to the show in Leamington on Thursday, August the 8th. It promises to be a great night, and I'd love to hear some Santana, and let's hear a bit more just now.
Alrighty.
Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You just might pick up my magic.
That's Santana on Folk Roots Radio. Richard Baker was keyboard player with Santana on a few of their tours back in the day.
Yep.
Very successful tours. Also worked in the studio with them as well.
Yes.
Mary Newland and Richard Baker are the leaders of the Blue Bayou Band, and they have a gig in Leamington on Thursday, August the 8th at the Best Western Plus, isn't that right?
That's correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell people a little bit more about what they can expect when they come to that show.
Well, let's see. It's very much a concert scenario in a theatrical setting, a proper stage with wonderful sound and light show, with our iconic swamp background that we are so lucky to have. It really sets the stage. And some local artists also made the most charming little bayou shack for us that we have on our stage. So we've set the tone for the theme of our concert. And so they'll be hearing all of the most iconic and familiar tunes from Linda Ronstadt's catalog, as well as a couple of original songs from Steve Knox from Nashville. Gosh, he's such a good songwriter. Wait till you hear these songs he's written. Yeah. They're so good. And, of course, a taste of some of the wonderful classic Latin grooves of Santana. And so it's going to be a full show with everything from, you know, some heartfelt ballads to some really good, you know, sort of classic country Latin rock happening. So it's got a bit of something for everybody, I think.
It does, yeah.
And I think the plan down the road, I know you've played quite a few Blue Bayou Band shows over the last year or so, and then obviously you're planning some new gigs as we move forward.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We're trying to put. Right now, we're working on a tour for next year. You know, you have to do these things well in advance,
as you know.
So, yeah, we're gonna try and do as many as we possibly can, and hopefully go across Canada and possibly into the U.S. as well.
Well, I wish you well with the whole project. As I say, I have been to every show. And they're all wonderful. We are going to finish with another song from the Mary Newland and the Blue Bayou Band in a few seconds. I'm not going to mention it. We'll talk about it in just a few moments. But if people want to get tickets, how can they do that?
There are tickets available at Best Western, in Leamington at Warham's Jewelry, at Horizon B&B on Seacliff Drive. And there's also a link that you can go to get tickets.
From our website,
right. You go to our website, www.bluebayouband.com, and you can click on tickets, and it'll take you straight to be able to purchase tickets there.
Yeah, they've got a great website. Check out bluebayouband.com. There's some video on there, so you can get a little bit more idea of what the show's about, but it promises to be a great evening. Okay, I mentioned we're going to finish with a song. Now, this is one of my favorites. It's one of my favorites in its original version, one of my favorites when Linda sang it, one of my favorites when the Langley School Music Project sang it. I absolutely love their version.
Wow.
And your version is absolutely fabulous too. It is the Eagles and Desperado. What I love about this is it really does bring the house down. In fact, just mentioning this to people on the radio gives me goosebumps. So tell us about this, what this song means to you.
Well, it's very interesting because when Linda was on tour at the onset of her career, the Eagles didn't exist yet. And she was looking for backing musicians. And she knew Glenn Frey because they had a mutual friend in J.D. Souther. And so she said, I need a good drummer and a guitar player. Would you like to go out on the road with me? And he ran it past Don Henley, and they said, well, sure. So she actually is the one that introduced the world to Desperado. Oddly, when Glenn Frey and Don Henley took their recording of Desperado to the record company, they hated it. They didn't like it at all, but they liked her version of it. So it was interesting that was, you know, the genesis of the world knowing about Desperado. And when I first heard it, I thought that it was just genius. The lyric and the way the song is constructed musically is just quite amazing. So I've been very fond of this song for a long time. I've been performing it since, oh gosh, probably 1979. And, you know, it gives me goosebumps too, because it represents everything we talked about. That era, you know, was very potent, and so it's one of my all-time favorite songs. I never get tired of singing it,
and it really brings the house down.
It does. Everybody the minute Richard plays the opening to that song, it's so instantly recognizable and everybody loves it. I can't think of a gig we've had where, aside from our concerts, when we're just doing our duo, it's always requested.
Yeah, so, pretty much.
Right. It means a lot to everybody.
This is Mary Newland and the Blue Bayou Band with their version of Desperado, recorded live at the Bank Theatre in Leamington. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And Mary and Richard, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us.
Pleasure for us. Thank you so much.
Oh, freedom, well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Let's